Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, listen to 2 hours of the show just so we can get to the moment where I can remind them about the value of temperature control and how it's one of the most important qualities one could have. And if you agree, then DFH Company is 100% the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Ask them, inquire about the Mitsubishi Mini Split like they use in the 93.9 studios for that hard to heat or hard to cool room in your home. Also, Mitsubishi is offering a $500 rebate on its multi-zone systems through June. 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
It didn't click with me what you were saying until afterwards. And I'm like, wait a minute, I don't have that in my email. So we'll get some more. But I do want to give a big, big, big shout out. Something I was kind of waiting to do, but I wanted to make sure everything had gotten taken care of and everything was good. But I talked about this a few months ago on the show, and I want to give a massive shout out to Brittany Myers. She, we said on the show about 6 months ago or what, she found out she had some cancer that she was dealing with. And she said over the weekend or late last week that she was completely, she went through her treatments, went through everything. She had some complications, had some surgeries. She went through it, man. Yep. But she is completely clear of that now.
Man, congratulations!
So Brittany Myers, we've been rooting for you on the show.
Way to fight!
We've been rooting for you on the show, and she also. I told her at the beginning, I said, well, once this is all over with, me and Maven will have to invite you out to dinner one time. Come out and hang out with us.
You earned it for sure.
We'll be doing that once she gets everything back up on her feet and stuff. So congratulations, and we were really, really pumped about that. So,
okay, so Steve, this is something that's been weighing heavily on my mind and heart. The listeners, you know that this has been weighing heavily on my mind and heart. More kind of the YouTube channel listeners have heard me have this discussed. But, Steve, it's one of those things, like, being a man, this needs to be addressed.
Okay.
And I'm going to need the listeners. I'm going to need your opinions. I'm going to need you to participate in this one.
Okay.
This is very important, Steve, and I'm going to need you to be mature about this. Okay. Are you curious about where we're going? Okay, we'll talk for about 10 seconds.
Okay, because anytime you throw one of these out here, it's always kind of we could go either way here. So is this sports? Is this life?
This is docket material.
Okay.
And now for our segment, the Midday Docket, brought to you by We'll See.
Never ate there.
Whoever sponsors it. Oh. Steve Rummage, you and I have a mutual friend. Listeners of 93.9, especially the day ones, you are familiar with this mutual friend that Steve and I share. Brian Hall, one of the funnest shows as of recent, took place on a day we had our guy who represents the TBT. His name is Keith Otto.
Okay.
Former Louisville basketball player, coach of the team that will be representing our TBT.
Yeah.
We got more energy. We got more traffic. We helped Keith Otto. I mean, the amount of questions, the amount of, I'm sure, donations, just the energy that we got from each other. We made plans together to start announcing the player-by-player of the TBT tournament. On that show, we made plans from that point forward to make sure he came on here to announce.
Okay.
Steve, shortly thereafter, a mutual friend of ours.
Okay.
Post about how he wanted in on the action.
Okay.
To hijack the announcement schedule that we turned into a thing.
Okay, fair enough.
Now, Steve, this is your friend. This is my friend.
Okay.
But I feel like we got undercut.
Okay.
I feel like Middays got undercut. I feel like 93.9 got undercut.
Okay. Listen.
Right? And I don't quite know how to address this. I don't know if this is something you should address because you've known our mutual friend longer than me.
Okay.
Probably. We both known him a long time. Court, the people of the public, how should I address feeling torpedoed by Cardinal Sports Zone and our guy Jeremy Wadman? How should I feel? Should I feel like I got torpedoed or do I seem like I'm being bratty, like I own the rights to the announcements? I need your decisions. Brian Hall, you can respond first.
I think this is something that we discussed this probably about a week out before Keith Otto actually came on.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about how we were going to try to get him on because he had already made one or two announcements via Twitter. And we reached out, I think it was one Steve Rummage, and he talked to Keith himself and got it worked out to have him on the show. And then I was here for the discussion where we talked about, hey, let's get you on sometime next week. We'll do the next announcement. I also know that the very next day he went on the Diener show, and luckily he didn't reveal a player.
He didn't even reveal a player on the Diener show.
He was just doing a conversation.
And Diener tried.
It was just a TBD tournament conversation, kind of how it came about and stuff like that, which was fine. Once again, partner of 93.9, so that's perfectly fine.
Right.
But this is just I feel you. I think I'm on your side with this. We tried to jump out ahead and make this a known thing that this was going to happen. We make a big announcement. We announced it via our 93.9 Twitter page.
Yes.
Everything. And, you know, we had a highlight tape together for the players
yes.
when it was announced because we knew what player was coming.
Yes.
I mean, this was a worked out thing. So
yes.
I think you have all the right in the world to have a little bit of beef.
To feel some kind of way. What say you, Steve?
Interesting. It's an interesting, interesting scenario here. I get your feelings. I understand what you're saying. And it was.
What do you think the people would think about this? Would they side with me, or they just want the announcements? Because listen, the reason I take it to the docket, because I know I may be wrong.
Fair.
Now, I know part of it is my feelings and part of it is legal precedence. And when we're talking about the legal precedence, or do I get mad at Keith?
Well, I was going to say maybe Keith on this. But since this is the midday docket and since this is a new thing and since I'm trying to let people know, you probably want to sponsor the midday docket because of things like I'm about to announce. Because not only do we have a midday docket, But things happen on here when that music plays. And at this moment, I would like to announce that the next member of the TBT
say what?
Will be announced on Thursday on 93.9 The Ville.
Whoa, wait, 93.9 The Ville?
With Steve Rummage, Marcus Maben, and Brian Hall.
There we go. That's
on Thursday.
About.
Like I said, on Thursday, mark your calendars, mark your time. On Thursday at 11:05, you're going to want to be tuned in, and you will hear the next member.
So are we kind of like pleading guilty to a lesser charge of torturous interference or something a little lighter than that?
No, I think this is not probation.
I was going to say, this is probationary.
This is a modified settlement, monitored
probation. Oh, yeah. Settlement. Okay.
Yeah, like you don't have to wear
the ankle
monitor or anything.
It's house arrest.
Yeah.
Self-monitored arrest.
Yeah, you don't have to do that. But yeah, no. It's
so I'm gonna put him on monitored house arrest.
Yeah, there you go.
One day a week, you gotta go see the probation officer. So I'm gonna be watching.
That's fair.
I'm gonna be watching from this point on. Monitored house arrest.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's gonna do it for today's version.
Thursday at 11:05.
Tune in.
We're gonna get another member
for the midday docket. Okay. Enough. Oh, you know what?
What?
You forgot to mute?
No. I'm not muting that.
Probably forgot to unmute. that's more realistic.
Okay, Steve. I talked a little bit about this yesterday. You and I have not been able to really discuss this. Now, I'm sure we sent it back and forth to each other. You and I saw this coming. We saw this brewing.
By the way, we didn't even mention Jerry Smith.
Oh,
sorry. Jerry Smith's on the team.
Yeah. I didn't do that part on purpose.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah. So we do have a Jerry Smith ad.
Okay. I have to find it. Okay, I sent it to myself, Steve, because I would never lose something like this.
Okay.
Our favorite coach at Kentucky was at it again over the weekend.
Really?
Did you not see that?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, Steve.
Big dog?
Big dog's at it again.
Is Big dog eating this weekend?
Hold on. Oh, here it is. Oh. I found it, Steve. Can I send it to you?
Okay.
Because I want you to read it on air and tell me what you think of it. It's not going to be hard to digest. We're going to send this to Steve. Just y'all put up with me for a couple seconds.
Okay. I'm excited about
this. Okay, click the link, open the page, Steve.
Okay.
Big dog's at it again.
Big dog.
But here's the thing. It's going to be another moment to say, I told you so. So you could let me know when you're ready to quarterback
thing. Okay. I got it. Let me see here. Let me see. Okay.
Go from title on down, Steve.
Morrow subtweets Clink Scale for offering Dane Key at Michigan. Clink wasn't he the DB's coach that went to
Michigan.
Okay.
And when he went to Michigan, we saw Big Dog get into the little hating.
Big Dog got his feelings hurt.
He got his feelings. Okay. Look, because we knew. Remember, we said it. We were like, listen, when guys take a move, you don't badmouth a coach unless you feel in some kind of way. You don't badmouth a coach who takes a job, a promotion at Michigan. Even if you thought it was a lateral move, Steve, you never badmouth a coach you work with.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Like, what does that say? What does that say about your relationships around college football?
Yeah.
The reason Satterfield and Coach Mack, and we hear about Coach Mack talking all summer with other coaches and doing, brainstorming clinics with all the top coaches in the country, because they don't badmouth each other on the way out the door and stuff like that. That's why you're out of the loop. But yeah. keep going, Steve.
Okay. Let's see. So Michigan offered four-star Dane Key from Lexington.
Wait till you hear what his problem was with this team.
let's see. Friday evening, 4-star out of Frederick Douglass High School.
Mm-hmm.
Announced he received a scholarship offer from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
2 months after the day he cut his list to 10 schools.
So to make that clear, everybody.
Yeah.
He cut down his list to 10 about what? How long ago?
2 months.
Two months ago. He cut it down to 10. Yep. Clink is up in Michigan.
Uh-huh. So, Dane Key said, blessed to receive an offer from the University of Michigan.
So after he cut his offer sheet or his final list down to 10, Clink said, you know what? Screw that. That's top 10 list. We going to make an offer. And what did that young man do? Stuck them right on in there on that list.
Yeah. Yeah.
So keep going.
This is not even 2 hours after the offer went public. UK associate head coach and recruiting coordinator Vince Merrow sent out a not so subtle tweet directed towards Dane Key regarding Clink Scale and the Michigan program. What did Big Dog say? All right. So Big Bad Dog said, make sure people really like you when they offer you, not that they are bitter, then offer you. Figure it out.
Bitter.
LOL. Go the real big blue. Ready to battle.
What? Somebody better take that man Twitter from him. Look, I just I just said Trump should have kept his Twitter. Now I'm like, somebody take his Twitter from him.
Oh my God.
Before he runs that recruiting program into the ground.
I love Cooper. When I see the difference in what our recruiting guy does and what he does.
Oh my goodness.
Oh God. I love Cooper.
Steve, I think you could keep going a little. I think there was a little more to it. So yeah, that was the.
Well, the only thing I saw is they just kind of go back to when that he, you know, said they were better than
everybody,
Michigan and all that. Yeah, and then
schools take shots. They're kind of liking that.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
Yep.
At this point, it's like you lose your credibility because at this point we're like, okay, in the last 2 months, Vince Merrow has said they're better than Michigan and they're right behind Clemson, Ohio State, and Alabama. What were they projecting? You know, Louisville's went up to 7, right? Louisville's
when?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. DraftKings moved it to 7.
Really?
Yeah. Where's Kentucky? 6.5. It's Clemson. You think Clemson will go over 6.5 this year?
They moved Louisville's up to 7 now? Mm-hmm. That means people jumped all over it. They jumped all over that.
Yeah.
That even had me ready to start gambling.
Listen, I heard an interview, I think Andy had David Hale from ESPN on, and David Hale was like, man, I think Louisville's gonna be pretty good. Like that. I'm with Ethan on this. I'm a little more bullish on the football team, man. Like I'm not saying they're going to be a 10-win team, but I think they're going to be a solid team. Like I don't think we're going to just be squeaking to 6, you know. Like, and hey, maybe I'm proved wrong, and God knows, you know, Mitch will remind you of this day, you know, if at the end. But like,
You see Mitch Mitching on Donovan last night?
Oh, he was Mitching so – he was Mitching Ryan all Howell, weekend.
Did you see Mitch Mitching?
He was Mitching about the baseball team.
I guess what he said.
He was Mitching on the baseball team?
He was Mitching about the baseball team. He was Mitching about Donovan Mitchell. Like, he was Mitching on everything, man. It was like, golly, Mitch. Like, take a weekend off, man.
So the refs are just going to keep bailing Donnie out, huh?
What do you say?
I know Louisville Twitter is hurting after the Grayson Allen block. Mitch is going Mitch, man.
This is Louisville fan Mitch. Quote, unquote. You know, like, Mitch.
Look, get the Jordan meme. Just stop it.
Get help. Yeah. Like after the baseball team didn't make the tournament or whatever, he's like, I said something about blame Mitch Barnhart. You know, it's like, hey, Mitch. You have anything to do this weekend?
Right. He said, no, I'm Memorial Day. I'm just going to get an extra bud and get on Twitter.
I don't even know what I tweeted over the weekend. I mean, like, it's like, man.
Oh, there. Before the commercial break, I did want to throw this one out there.
Mitch texted me and said, the refs are handing Utah the series. He is a Memphis fan. I'll say that, you know.
Oh, let me guess. But let me guess. Bandwagon Mitch is now a Ja Morant fan and Memphis fan.
you're gonna make him drive off the road. Like,
I've been loving Ja Morant for 7 years.
I told Brian when I interned here, Ja Morant was gonna be good. Totally the other day. I was like, yeah, whatever, man.
I'm losing my words. The list that came out that you and I discussed about teams being helped out the most by the transfer market.
Yeah.
I guess I can paraphrase. No need to go into the details of it. But they did have Louisville.
Did we ever figure out if that was football or basketball?
That was basketball.
It was basketball.
But okay. That was another thing. I was excited that you even asked the question. Yeah. I kind of tried to do the but I want you to see something, Steve, because there's a very interesting spinoff to that story.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, and pardon me if you heard this, you know, on the night show, please. So, Steve. Louisville's had to wear the mercenary hat of the grad transfer.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Yes.
We wore it from Dan. We wore it from the national, you know, oh, this thing's going to get out of control.
Sure.
The grad transfer thing, everybody's going to open the floodgates. I mean, that the fear porn word of the last 3 to 5 years has been floodgates. Anytime somebody gets one right to exercise, here comes the wave of what's next?
Yeah.
And what's next? And what's next? And every time you have the conversation about name, image, and likeness, your imaginations are endless about how can you stop this or how can you find a way to get in front of it and capitalize and monopolize between name, image, and likeness. I mean, you're just looking, you know, looking for an angle.
Yeah.
And you don't want those rights to come faster than you can find a way to monopolize it or monetize it or control it, because it's forcing you to keep up with a new world, right? So
I agree with that. Yeah. So
sorry.
No, I know.
Okay. So we wore that grad transfer thing. We wore progressive moves in sports, just the Adidas thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're literally coming to the back end of wearing the Adidas, dealing directly with the university, them trying to rewrite the rules and say, no, you know, it's not going to work for Adidas to be able to just go straight to the university, because that was a progressive move, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the Thursday night game progressive move.
Yep.
It's the grad transfer progressive move. It's all the moves that we've made in sports to stay ahead of the curve. Now, when lists come out of Louisville benefiting the most, and every single year it's like, well, they didn't have Christian Cunningham, they would be in trouble. And if they didn't have this guy, they're just going to get a whole new team every year. Now, our neighbors,
mm-hmm,
savages in the transfer portal,
mm-hmm,
or trying to be, right? So, Steve, I want you to don't worry about the text up top. But I want you to describe what the new narrative is turning into right now. Okay. After I told you about Louisville's wearing the dominant transfer, Louisville is benefited the most from the transfer portal, right?
Mm-hmm.
On that basketball list. Okay. Describe what you're looking at.
It's a transfer portal meteor.
Comet.
Comet.
Meteor. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Meteor.
hitting the world, which is the NCAA. Yeah. This is the new is the new narrative. Can like you see this, Brian?
Yeah, I see it.
Like the transfer portal is about to destroy the NCAA.
It's a meteor coming towards the NCAA.
Like literally, they put Earth and put big bold NCAA and have a world ender, a moon sized comet about to destroy the NCAA Earth.
Yeah. No, that's pretty funny.
Sounds about right.
I mean, not that, but I mean, what you're saying is.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's how you. I mean, I'm sure y'all heard the name Kwame Brown lately.
Yeah.
Right? I'm sure y'all heard that name.
Yeah.
And do y'all realize that, okay, while you're distracted by, oh, he just wants attention, he wants. When he sat there and explains to you, I went number one out of high school. And he said it was five guys in my class going straight out of high school.
Yeah.
He said, literally, the next class, 20, 25 guys out of high school was already lining up.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, it doesn't matter what I would have did in the pros. He said there was a narrative set that high schoolers can't do it because his success – meant NCAA failure.
Yeah.
His success meant we were going to have to pay at least 15 to 20 18-year-old unproven kids at least $5 to $10 million apiece.
Right.
So you were going to have to scout these kids out and make good decisions, but take a risk of not – So he said, and then right after that, you start the G League, or you start pumping money into the G League, and then you start coming in one and done rules. He literally told you, I was treated this way because I had to wear the hat of, we cannot let this succeed.
Right.
Because it's going to shake the structure and establishment.
Absolutely.
So when he says Stephen A., he says, why did Stephen A. go around colleges making fun of me? You know what I'm saying? As an NBA rookie draft pick who has to deal with Michael Jordan bullying him around every day.
Right.
You know? Like, and again, I say bully, but nobody has a problem with it. Just, you're dealing with Jordan. Just, he don't got time to play around with kids. But you get the point.
Yeah.
He had to wear that, and he was set to fail. No matter how successful, it was beneficial to all parties involved, G League, NBA, college, that he failed because that was the only thing that was going to stop that next wave to not do what he did.
Mm-hmm.
So my point with these narratives is Louisville can halfway be wearing the hat of you're set to fail because how many transfers did Baylor have? They probably have five.
Yeah, I was going to say they had a few.
Right.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard people complaining about the structure of Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the national championship game.
Right.
It wasn't a big narrative about we need to change the way.
Gonzaga had two or three.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you just didn't hear it like, oh, it's got to stop. Gonzaga's just. No, they get Chet Holmgren and it's like, oh, they're doing it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no. Get ready for this.
Yeah.
Get ready for this fight. And mm-hmm. get ready for if Louisville and Noah Locke and, well, Jarrett West won't be kind of in that category.
Yeah,
but,
he's kind of a grad.
Right, but look for the outside blue bloods are going to have to carry the weight of the poor FCSs.
Yeah.
Poor this, poor that. Your traditionals are going to say, well, of course you want to transfer to Duke or
let's like Kentucky for instance. I mean, Kentucky set the world on fire with their roster. Do you know what they had them today?
I'm listening.
And then updated, like Goodman's updated top 25.
I'm listening.
Ninth. What the hell's Kentucky added that makes you feel like that they're the ninth ranked team in the country? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's like okay.
The new coach.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's like all right.
Oh, Chin. Washington's really going to turn it around.
Mm-hmm. Right, I know.
Antigua, is that is that your transfer market?
I know.
Orlando?
I know.
CJ Frederick?
Yeah.
Is that what we paid you?
Right.
We made y'all the highest paid staff?
Well, and again, I'm not saying that. I mean, you know, like, I think Grady's a good player.
Right.
The Sheboy kid, we'll see. You know, but I mean,
I think suspect. But.
Yeah, I mean, but I think Grady's a good player. I think even Frederick, I think, can knock down threes. That's a need you needed. Okay, cool. You know, you went, you got Washington. Okay. You know, so, but I mean, are we talking from unranked 20th or 19th to 9? You know.
Sounds about right.
Right. And I'm usually not a rankings
right.
powder, you know, but I'm like, so Louisville's not in the top 25 of what they've added, but they're 9th
from what you added.
A lot.
Last commercial break, middays with Marcus Maben on 939. Oh, sorry. I should take that.
Yeah, go ahead and take
that. Frank, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's going on, gentlemen? How y'all doing, and how was your holiday?
Good, of course. Beautiful weather.
All right. Well, real quick, I'm going to make a couple of points. I caught the tail end of the Kwame Brown. You know, a couple of things I just wanted to say. I do agree with him to a point. When you're dealing with millions and millions, or let's just say billions of dollars, you're dealing with politics. And always is what's going to be good for business. And I do agree that he had to fail for the league to prove a point. But here's the problem. Now, when you're looking at the transfer rule, the NCAA is going to try to make the tournament, you know, they're going to to make money for themselves. Matter of fact, and I think you have brought this out, Marcus, or Steve, the NCAA don't even belong to, you know, it's March Madness. So I want to get your take on it. What do you think about the politics that's going on, the G League, the high school kids coming out early? And, you know, all of this to me has the same narrative. So I'm gonna hang up and listen.
Oh, it's a mad dash to capitalize. No, I appreciate the call, Frank. Yes, yeah, it's a mad dash to capitalize and to slow down. It's adding more red tape. It's adding some more ways to slow down the players to getting the NBA money.
Yeah,
listen, baseball. Think about it. Again, Cameron Maben was game ready. 6'3", runs a 4.4, you know. He's game ready coming out of high school. He's locked in. Minor league ball, he talked about it. It does more damage to your batting than professional baseball.
Yeah, absolutely.
They set up 3 classes, Steve, that you have to get through before you can even get your shot at getting that big, you know, major league money.
Mm-hmm.
So you just put 3 levels of bureaucracy and red tape in between mm-hmm. Kwame Brown
mm-hmm.
and getting that money.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, a Dominican baseball player, you know, you're tucking these kids away
right.
in these new leagues and everybody's capitalizing, but it's saying no. Instead of making the NBA teams evaluate and pay the players based on your evaluation and letting it be a free market.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's happening like right in front of your eyes. Like I said, they're interjecting to find more ways to slow down the big money.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that.
And that's what he's yelling about.
Yeah,
most of the time.
Most of the time. Most of the time. Charlie Strong, we come back.
Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, let me apologize on behalf of the producer. The break was extra long because on a whim, Steve wanted to confirm a song with me that supposedly this song would identify you as you're from this state. If you like, you have to know this song. That maybe other people that are not from your state would know. So Steve wanted some confirmation on that. And he was absolutely right. It took me a second because it was being played live at the Memphis Grizzlies game. The song was Space Age Pimpin' by 8-Ball and MJG.
Can't believe I didn't know that.
And Brian Hall.
We had it.
He actually asked me the question, is it clean? There is absolutely nothing with the title Space Age Pimping was going to be clean.
Now, I could do a instrumental version, but there is not a radio edit clean version.
It would take a scientist to be able to, first of all, interpret. Second of all, actually clean it up. So, Steve, somebody asked you for a song that you're just going to say, oh, just only Kentucky. But look, everybody from Kentucky knows the song, but if you're not from Kentucky, I don't expect you to know the song. Brian Hall, what say you?
Did I know the song?
No. You give me a song that says I'm from Kentucky that everybody knows that people from outside of Kentucky might not know. Actually, yeah, just leave it at Kentucky.
That you knows you're from Kentucky?
Yeah, because it was like a hip-hop song. 8-Ball MJG is almost like a cult following, you know? I mean,
what about like
they blew up, of course, but
what about like a Nappy Roots song?
That's a good first one.
I'll get the name of it.
What song?
What song?
Which Nappy Roots song?
That's funny.
I'm looking it up because I know they have the one like hit. With
Anthony Hamilton. What say you, Steve? What's a song that just says?
Oh no! Hell no! There we go.
Okay, there's that one. Okay,
that's what I was looking for.
Well, when you good said day, I'm from Kentucky or whatever, like you should know the song. In my brain, I immediately said, "Oh, the shiz! I'm from Louisville."
I almost separated. Just something that says I'm from Louisville, but outside of Louisville, you might not know.
Totally. No, yeah, this is Kenzo, 100%.
What else they got? What does the text line have? Text is 3831. What says you're either from Louisville or Kentucky that you can only relate with other Louisville or Kentucky people and you wouldn't expect people from outside to really necessarily know?
Somebody said a Static Major song.
Fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough.
Which one, though?
Yeah, which one?
Which one?
The R&B group player he was in, they have a few hits.
I have heard their name. I have heard the... But yeah. I think the Nappy Roots one... But I would... What's the other one called?
Get Down Click.
I don't know that. Oh, yeah, I see that right. Louisville about to get them.
Yeah.
The Louisville. Okay, that one? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. You would know that one if you were here the last 20 years, you would know that one.
Yeah.
We got Dana.
Dana, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
I got the song.
I'm listening.
And I think this one dropped, I think, maybe before you even got here. But you may have heard it while you were here.
I'm listening.
When you first got here. Cool Daddy Fresh. It's All Good.
Is it from... Okay. Cool Daddy Fresh. It's All Good.
Hey, you hear that dump truck in the background? Which you were in it.
If you play that, most people from... I know most people from Louisville, if they're 35 and up, have probably heard it. And I'm pretty sure most people... He's from here. At memory serves.
Okay.
Daddy Fresh is awesome.
So that's the one. I'm gonna look that up, and I'll probably use that for my rejoin music. And I'm gonna take a poll on that. Cool Daddy Fresh.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
It's all good. That's the name of the track. All right, buddy.
Appreciate that. Actually, speaking of, I've been efforting to get former DJ, B96 DJ Rob Love on here one of these days. So Rob,
that'd be fun.
Yeah, Rob, if you're listening, I'm gonna get back to you, man. It's been hectic, you know. Everybody knows I'm gonna get back to you, just sometimes not as quick as I need to. But yeah, I'm gonna try to get him in here for a little bit. Like I said, big sports guy. Like I said, big heavy culture guy on everything. So yeah, I'm gonna try to do that. The Villbillies, my old Kentucky home.
Villbillies are good, yeah.
Are you familiar with the Villbillies?
I am.
You know what I remember the most about them? They played their song at the entrance. Or when the blackout game, when they were here on the TV.
Is everything tied to a sporting event with you, Steve?
Yes, it's all I got. It's all I got in life.
Oh.
Yeah, so, this is what I do.
So, Bill, okay, Charlie Strong. Go.
Yeah, Charlie Strong, man.
AEW debut. So you were watching it. Did you know he was going to be in there? You were just watching AEW?
No, I wasn't watching it. I didn't know. I mean, I was watching it, yeah. Shout out to Charles Clay. IPTV was awesome. Right. Did watch it. Yeah, I was watching the show, and they do the last match. And, of course, now AEW is owned by Tony Khan, the greatest owner in all of wrestling. and he owns the Jaguars, right? There's part, you know, him and his dad own the, and he owns soccer, you know, stuff. But anyway, so they have been doing their shows from Daly's Place, which is outside of the Jacksonville, you know, the Jaguar Stadium. Because they own it.
Right. You know, it's why like, not?
Do whatever they want.
Right.
And it was, so I'm watching this happen. And then as they're having this match, they go into this office because it was a stadium stampede match, right? Between the Pinnacle
that
and the Inner
Circle. That means go anywhere in the stadium.
And, you know, they can, the whole stadium is open.
By so
the
way, he was just whooping
100%
him all.
Fans back.
They were just whooping him all over the whole stadium?
Well, no. So it was two people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was two groups. But yeah, by the way, the crowd was 100% back. It was amazing.
Right.
Oh, it was amazing. Great show, too. They always knock it out of the park, though. So anyways, they do this, and they go into this office, and there's Urban Meyer immediately. You're like, oh, it's Urban Meyer. And then you're like, I think that's Charlie Strong. That's Charlie.
It took you more than 1 second to realize that
Not much. Not much. It was an instant like, is that? It is. So it's Charlie Strong.
Right.
Yeah. So Charlie's there, and he was throwing footballs to Chris Jericho, who was throwing them at MJF, you know.
MJF and then Urban was screaming like he was in bloody pain. He was like, ah.
He's one of the best bad guys in all of wrestling right now. And so anyways, Chris Jericho takes the laptop from Urban Meyer and then just, you know.
Did you see when he took the laptop and he was like, oh, plays?
Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome, dude.
That was a good sounding smack, too.
No, it was amazing. It was amazing, dude. Yeah. So they, it was cool, though, to see Charlie in that. And, like, you see how big he is, man.
He's still where he needs to be.
No, it was awesome. It was an awesome moment. I think a lot of fans had fun with it, too. So they were kind of. Louisville fans kind of seeing him back involved.
Was there a reason it was Charlie in particular?
Probably look at him.
Good point.
And him and Urban, I mean, they've known each other for years. So
Charlie is the most aesthetically valuable.
Yeah, like, I mean, who am I going to pull out here? I mean,
who else we're going to get?
I guarantee they don't have another coach that looks like Charlie Strong.
Especially like a recognizable. Yeah.
So yeah,
that's a good point.
It was awesome, man, to kind of see him out there and doing that. So, yeah, it was cool, man. It was a cool moment.
Why were they just so cool about somebody just getting beat down like that? Like, they were just willing participants.
Yeah, just part of it. Well, they said, Tony Khan said after the show, they do a media thing, press conference. He said when he went and asked Urban, he said that Urban was like, yeah. It's awesome. Yeah, absolutely. I'm like, dang it, Jaguars. They're inching up, man.
I was gonna say, are they winning? Are they winning your side chick spot?
Son Tebow.
Let this Tebow thing go, Steve.
They said he's doing good in camp.
Right? Of course he's doing good in camp, Steve.
He's a winner.
Of course Tim Tebow is dominating in camp.
He's a winner. knows how to win. He's passionate, and he knows how to win.
Intangibles.
He's got it all.
Mr. Intangible. Middays with Marcus Maven. As always, 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. YouTube channel Made for the Ville. Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.